This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. For several years, the basketball apparel company And One has marketed the phenomenon of streetball through highlight videos. No-look passes and thundering dunks are set to hip-hop music. These highlights feature the label And One's stable of players, guys with nicknames like Hot Sauce and Main Event. Then there's the Professor, a slick ball-handling guard and a pioneer in N1's urban world of streetball. NPR's Tom Goldman got to meet him.
20-year-old Grayson Boucher earned his nickname, the Professor, because he schools people on a basketball court. That was one of his quickie moves, a lightning strike pivot and a see-you-later whoop as he blows past the defender, that would be me, on his way to the basket. Then there's the more advanced schooling, where Boucher dribbles up, stops in front of me, and does a series of in-your-face tricks.
It's about six moves in one. So it's like this, on the ball, here, spin like that.
Between this and that, the Professor dribbled behind his back, spun, faked, spun again, bounced the ball between his legs, took it behind the back, another fake. The only things missing were hoots and hollers of appreciation from the sideline. Here, it's quiet, except for the thumping ball and squeaking shoes on a beautifully polished court. This is the indoor gym at the Salem Academy, the private Christian school in Salem, Oregon, that Boucher attended. It's a long way from the raucous inner-city playgrounds, like this one of the And One mixtapes, where Boucher and his teammates play as part of their national tour, and where they often hear people buzzing about Boucher, and not just because of his moves. Here's the And One player nicknamed Spider.
White guy, street ball? Well, that's kind of strange. I've never seen that before.
Yes, the Professor is a white guy, the first white player to become an And One street baller.
I don't really sit back and think that I'm a pioneer, or that's what I wasn't out to do originally, but maybe somewhat it could be looked at like that.
Professor! Professor! Yeah.
And One's hip-hopped version of streetball, now seen regularly on TV as well as on the mixtapes, has its roots in playground basketball, a game that essentially evolved on the playgrounds of New York City, embraced by urban black culture. Babito Garcia edits the playground hoops magazine, Bounce.
Definitely there is an aesthetic of African-American basketball player that made this whole crazy moves and the highlight being maybe not so much whether you won or lost, but how you played the game and how much style you had.
From the mid-1940s, when Holcomb Rucker started what would become his famous Rucker Summer Basketball Tournament in New York, there's been a parade of dazzling black playground stars. Men like Joe the Destroyer Hammond, Earl the Goat Manigault, Pee Wee Kirkland, so many African-American players, so many African-American fans ringing the asphalt courts. But still, says Babito Garcia, playground basketball always has been a colorblind world.
If a kid can play, it doesn't really matter if they're from Malaysia or Tokyo.
Or Salem, Oregon, a town, according to the 2000 census, that's 83% white and 1% black. Growing up there, Grayson Boucher developed his flashy skills. He studied tapes of And One players and his favorite NBA stars, little guys with style, the 5'10" Boucher says, like Allen Iverson and Isaiah Thomas, and the legendary white showman Pistol Pete Maravich. When the And One tour rolled through nearby Portland in 2003, Boucher tried out. He made the team, and it was a good match. The white kid from the Pacific Northwest who shared a love of hip-hop music and crazy hoops with his African-American teammates.
I can't really think of a time where I felt like an outsider. Maybe when I first got on the tour, being new, but I think anybody can feel that. I don't think being white had anything to do with it.
Indeed, crossing racial lines in the 21st century generally is easier than it was decades ago, but differences and awareness of race always are present, even in Boucher's experience. When he beat out Spider and another African-American to make the team in 2003, Spider implied it was because people wanted a white player. Spider ultimately made the team and apologized for the statement. An And One spokesman says the company had nothing to do with Boucher's selection. The team chooses the new guys. But, says Taylor Duffy, Boucher's presence certainly helps turn little white hoopsters, professor wannabes, into and-one customers.
Having a professor on the team definitely opens up a new market to us and gives us an instant connection to that market.
Professor is absolutely killing this game.
So, he's a star. The guy who played a year of community college basketball in Oregon now travels the country and the world, performing in front of frenzied crowds who love this American export of street ball, and perhaps inspiring some Japanese or French kid to think, I may not look the part, but if I can school everyone on the court, count me in. Tom Goldman, NPR News.